What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Go ahead and give us a call. And obviously, this news story from France is pretty much taken over the entire media. Everybody's covering it right now, trying to find out just what was going on here. From the description of the accident, actually, it doesn't sound like it was an accident, because reportedly the truck just kept right on going, plowing through the crowd. And this took place in Nice during a Bastille Day celebration. And we've already got some YouTube videos up about that. So actually, it looks like Fox News is already pulling away from this. So we'll keep an eye on that and find out what's going on with that whole story. Okay, now then, we were talking about political correctness. We've been talking about how you've got the Black Lives Matter group out there implying white lives don't matter. You've got that last story about the feminist who aborted a baby because she couldn't bring another monster, meaning a male, into the world. And there was an article that came out in a voiceformen.com commenting on how Facebook has now started deleting men's rights pages. And that was also something that we saw back in the 1990s at the height of the militant feminazi situation, where the media, oh, women are victims, men are monsters, they're rapists, and that's all they are, and what's going on. And people who were trying to get out there and say, look, it's not, we're not bad people. There are bad individuals, but we're not inherently evil just because we're men, and ran into a lot of censorship. Because a political agenda was being sold at that time. And, I'm trying to remember who was president back when all of this stuff was going on. So this appears to be more of that divide and conquer. And again, it goes all the way back to the 1960s, when Richard Nixon was using the FBI's COINTELPRO program to turn the American people against each other. Black versus white, men against women, young against old. Whatever they could do. They went after the Native American rights movement. So let's talk a little bit here about computers. Apparently, there's a new major problem with Microsoft. Every version of Windows that's out there has been discovered to have a critical security flaw. And it has to do with the fact that the print spooler service does not validate the print drivers when installing a printer. Now, this probably ties into these pop-ups you're constantly seeing on the malware sites saying, you need to install a new driver, you need to install this, you need to install that. And frankly, at this point, with cyber criminals running rampant over our society, and the U.S. government clearly uninterested in dealing with this problem, is you should get your system stable, and at that point, you lock it down. You don't allow any more patches or updates or anything in there at all. And you should never, ever download, certainly not a driver, from a source you do not know. And now we understand this is a vector by the security criminals, because the print spooler service on Microsoft, every version, doesn't check the print driver. Just goes ahead and runs it. The more complicated they make these operating systems and applications, the more vulnerabilities there are. We were talking about a story, I think it was just yesterday, where they said most antivirus software these days is just wholly ineffective. That might even be by design. Now, apparently the U.S. government has now authorized Facebook and Twitter and YouTube to censor any content critical of Muslims. And again, we need to be careful. Are they talking about Muslims or the refugees? Because it looks like they're still trying to protect that refugee operation to blend us all together. Now, we've all heard about ransomware. This is, your computer gets infected. It encrypts all of your data. You send them money. They send you the key. You get your data back. The official FBI recommendation is go ahead and pay the ransom. We can't do a thing about it. Now, a lot of private citizens have been able to break these keys and make them available for free to try and thwart the ransomware. There have been some serious, serious problems, like hospitals getting infected and all their patient records all of a sudden being unavailable. This can kill people. But the FBI and the NSA and the CIA, that's not a big deal. You know, we've got more important things to do, like protecting Hillary Clinton from prosecution. But there's a new variation on the theme, and it's called RANSCAM. And it's malware that will infect your computer, and it will just delete everything. Flat out delete it, and then it puts up a sign saying you've been hit by ransomware, send money to this address. And you send the money, and of course you don't get the key back, because the key wouldn't do you any good. It's a $125 ransom, and there's no way to get your files back. They don't need to provide one. You know, with the FBI saying, go ahead and pay the ransom, why should they bother? It's absurd. It is very, very absurd. There we are. Okay, now then. Turns out over at Citigroup, they had a bug in their code, which apparently for 15 years was handling legitimate transaction detail, falsely or incorrectly labeling it as test data and ignoring it. And when they finally tracked down what was going on, it wound up costing Citigroup $7 million. Money that should have been paid that wasn't, plus who knows what penalties are going on. Now, the FBI has come on out there trying to defend its malware. And the FBI has come out with one of the most absurd statements I've ever heard. The FBI is saying that the FBI's malware isn't really malware because the FBI is good. Which is kind of a hard argument to support after James Comey gave that get-out-of-jail-free card to Hillary Clinton. And those of us who've been around since the days of COINTELPRO, and even Vince Foster, we know the FBI isn't good. Remember that Asia-Pacific Economic Conference took place up in Seattle. And again, this was in the 1990s. And it was a huge, huge scandal. Need to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just rejoining. We're talking about computer tech issues and malware and spying. We're also waiting for more information about this horrible tragedy, or it appears to be a deliberate crime, where a truck crashed through a crowd of Bastille Day celebrants in France and killed at least 30 of them. So we're talking about how the FBI is out there saying that its malware isn't really malware because the FBI is good. And this is in part trying to convince a virus scanner and malware companies to specifically exempt the FBI's spyware from the scans, which many of them have been doing all along. There was a big stink over the FBI's Magic Lantern spyware. And the antivirus companies put an exception in their data files, at which point the real cyber criminals started making their malware look like the Magic Lantern in order to get past. It's a very, very convoluted situation. But the FBI is basically trying to position themselves, we're the good guys, therefore our malware isn't malware. I don't know what they're going to call it. But we know the FBI isn't good. And I was starting to talk about this conference that took place in Seattle, Washington, back in the 1990s, the Asia-Pacific Economic Conference. They meet every 2 years. They bop all over the Pacific Rim. It was here in Hawaii. It's been here in Honolulu a couple of times since we moved here. And in the Seattle APEC, there was a big scandal because U.S. government agents, including the FBI, were caught hacking into the computers of conference attendees, not to fight crime, not to fight terror, but to steal business secrets, which were then given to then-President Bill Clinton's cronies to give them an edge up in the negotiations. So no, the FBI isn't good. They don't have good intentions. And James Comey just sort of confirmed that for the majority of the American people. All right, let's take a phone call. Tom in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon. How you doing there? I would like to talk about, first off, I do want to say that what's going on with Ginsburg is unbelievable. What I really want to say is Revolt's been right about almost everything he does on his show, but with Ginsburg talking to Trump, no other, I don't think that's ever happened with the Supreme Court. But I will say this about what you're talking about, the FBI. What's going on, I think, isn't Abedin Hillary's best friend and her husband's Jeffrey Weiner, or the guy Weiner?
Anthony Weiner.
Anthony Weiner. I think Anthony Weiner is probably looking at those emails, and I really think that's what's going on, that he was looking at the emails, Anthony Weiner. So I think that's what's going on here. And that's why the FBI was so embarrassed they couldn't handle it, so they probably saw some stuff that Weiner might have saw in... Of course, Uma's his wife, and who knows what kind of dirt really the FBI saw. They just freaked out over the whole thing. That's why they had to try. They're trying to cover it up the best they can for Hillary. Also looking at those emails.
Maybe he did, maybe he didn't, but I don't think that's big enough to justify this kind of a cover up here. And that meeting with Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch and everything. I am still convinced that Hillary Clinton was, in all probability, replaying the 1996 ChinaGate scandal, selling U.S. secrets to foreign interests in exchange for donations. And Bill Clinton got caught doing it in 1996. Congress was trying to investigate, but then the White House email server crashed and erased over a million subpoenaed communications, and golly gee shuckies, the backup system had been manually shut off. So those investigations stopped dead in their tracks, and I think it's very reasonable today to ask if Hillary Clinton was using her weak email server to deliver classified intelligence secrets to foreign interests who then made donations to her so-called charitable foundation. And this supposed anonymous FBI source that's been out there posting on the web is saying there was stuff on Hillary's email server that she was not actually supposed to have at all, because they were special access programs that even the Secretary of State was not supposed to be in possession of. And all of the special access programs data is kept on isolated, secure computer networks that do not connect with the internet, which means somebody put this information on a flash drive and walked it out of the secure area in order to put it on Hillary's email server. And
Michael, can I say one more thing, Michael? Michael, can I say one more very important thing that I can tell you that happened when you're talking about now with the Miami Herald? And the Miami Herald, the Broward Sun Sentinel, they talked years ago, and Bill Clinton was the president. I'll never forget. I can try to find the article. I think I might have saved it, or my friend had, that the Chinese were so far behind in their rocketry with the gyros that Bill Clinton sold out the secrets of the gyro systems for those rockets to be on target. And it was Bill Clinton administration, or Billy Blythe, if you'd like to call him that. It was his administration that allowed those gyros to be sold to the Red Chinese. Okay? And they were like 20, 25 years ahead. As soon as they got those secrets, they're looking now. They got what, some of the ballistic missiles. Then Clinton was behind that. And that's probably what's going on with this email scandal with the FBI. And they don't know what to do. They got to try to cover this up. That's my opinion.
Well, it's going to be a hard time covering it up, because if we actually get into a nuclear war with China and those Chinese missiles are actually able to hit the targets they're being aimed at, we know who sold that out. To China. We know who's behind that.
Billy Blythe is behind that.
Okay. Okay?
Yes, Michael. Right. And thank you. Great show. And like I said, Ginsburg, there's your whole proof of the pudding what's going on in the whole United States right now. 2% telling the gasoline what to do.
Well, okay, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. The fact that Ginsburg did that, and she did break a tradition of the Supreme Court not getting into partisan politics, to me, it's another indicator of the institutional fear that is surging all around that beltway. They know they have lost the trust and the faith of the American people. They don't know how to get it back. They're in a panic. And unfortunately, desperate people will take desperate chances. And we have to be on guard for that. Okay, let's go to another phone call. Ralph in New York City, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. How you doing? I love your show. I admire your work. Mike, let me ask you a question. On the highways of upstate New York, there's a lot of UN trucks, and a lot of UN activity going on upstate New York, and further up going to the Canadian border. And do you think that there's these conspiracies that the UN or the country is possible?
Well, again, going on back to that combat arms survey, despite the very positive numbers they got, I'm sure they went back and double-checked and realized your average American soldier, sailor, airman, air person, is really going to have a hard time pulling the trigger on their fellow citizens, even if they take the soldiers from California to try and control the people in New Hampshire and they don't know any of those people there. It's still going to be very difficult. And so I think that, yes, the U.S. is looking at bringing in foreign troops to suppress the domestic population, which, by the way, was the maneuver that cost Charles I his head, bringing in Scottish troops to control the British people.
Wow. So I mean, and on top of it, you think there's a lot of these conspiracy theories that Obama could take a third term in office and suspend the elections. Is that possible also on top of that?
Well, it's always possible when you have a government that's not playing by the rules. The question is it really practical in the current political climate where so many people are suspicious of everything the government does? They might try and wind up in a spectacular fail because history has shown every once in a while, despite all the careful planning and preparation, rulers will make that one mistake too far, Charles I being one example. Ceausescu being another, Mussolini, Louis XVI, happy Bastille Day again. Every once in a while, rulers will make that one big fatal mistake that pushes the people across that line into saying, okay, enough is enough is enough. With King George III, it was that Currency Act.
So the ball game is practically over on both sides concerning these foreign troops occupying the country, and also thinking we have a Second Amendment in this country. I figure they could throw away our rights, but there's a lot of poor reveals out here that are getting ready. They know what's about to go down very soon. But the masses of the population are like sheeple. What's your opinion on this one?
I like to sort of consider myself as a modern variation of Paul Revere, you know, riding down the town and going, the British are coming, the British are coming, and then people lean out and say, who cares? And I stop and say, okay, well, could I interest you in some Revere wear? And sorry about that. I'm getting punchy at this stage of the game. There's no question this is a time of chaos. And I think everybody can look at it. I think everybody understands something has gone horribly wrong with the nation. They may not know exactly what to the detail that we do. But at this point, it's very hard to find anybody, not on a government paycheck, who's willing to say everything is just fine and dandy. It's that opinion is just not out there.
Well, the convention's next week over in Cleveland. Anything is possible, huh?
Anything is possible. If there's rioting that breaks out tomorrow, could easily go through the weekend, could easily go into next week. Again, the people who are terrified of Donald Trump, who knows what they're going to try?
Exactly. All right, Mike. Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Here, we're going to let you go. I got a comment in the chat room about this new Pokemon game, Pokemon Go, and apparently it's already causing all kinds of problems. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, there's an incredibly successful game franchise called Pokemon where you search the world and capture these little critters who are the Pokemon, and you gain power and skill and, you know, you work your way to the top. There's a new variant, and it does not come out on any of the PlayStations. It's available for cell phones, so even available for free. And it uses your camera, and you look onto the screen, and you see what's in front of the camera, and it imposes the Pokemon characters over the real-world view. So instead of sitting at a console and playing, you're actually having to travel around your home, your town, and so forth, looking for these critters to capture, which sounds like a good way to get people to exercise, but there's a downside, and I'll mention what that is when we come back.
Poor water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up. Standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about the Pokemon Go craze, and it's taking off like wildfire. And as I said, the first thing you think is, oh, great, you're going to get out of the chair. You're going to walk around. You're going to get exercise and everything. And there have been a whole lot of new applications that will use the front camera and screen and impose something over it, like theodolite applications. I have a couple of astronomy programs that overlay information over the real view of the sky, and it's a very powerful technology. But in this case, it's this game, and the idea is that while you're looking at your cell phone, you're wandering around trying to pick up these monsters. And I don't know the fine details of the game because I don't play computer games as a rule, other than flight simulators. I love flight simulators. But there is a problem, and that is the same problem that you have with anybody who is distracted by a cell phone when they're doing something else. And there are already reports of accidents involving people who are watching the phone and stepping off the top of a staircase they didn't notice, or colliding with people, and in some cases, even drivers, which is really, really, really dumb. But that's what's going on with this whole Pokemon Go craze. And it may wind up with the game's creators facing class action and civil litigation. They didn't really think it all the way through. It sounds like a fun app for people who are into computer games. And as I said before, it sounds like a great way of getting people out of their chairs and actually getting exercise walking around, which was also what they call it. Geocaching was going to do that. And my brother was, and his son were real big into that for a while. Now, getting on back to the evolving situation in France, the local media in France are already saying it was a terror attack, terror attack, terror attack. Not really sure. It was Bastille Day. Everybody was celebrating. Could be a tragic accident. One thing we do know is the driver of the truck is himself also dead. The reason they're claiming terror attack was people were reporting hearing the sounds of gunfire, which I wouldn't be all that certain about because the crowd that got hit by the truck were watching a Bastille Day fireworks show. So the circumstances are very, very confused, and we don't really know what's going on here. I don't know. Maybe the driver of the truck was playing Pokemon Go. Weirder things have happened. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Okay, getting on back to the news. Theresa May is already making significant changes to the British cabinet. She's bringing in one of the pro-Brexit people to start the actual process of detaching from the European Union. And she's actually abolished the Department for Energy, which was basically their climate change people, their global warming people. And she shut it down, and of course, immediately, everybody who was getting funded for human-caused global warming is saying, this is dangerous, this is plain stupid, it's terrible, it's deeply worrying. What am I going to do for work now if I can't scream about global warming? Blah, 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 blah. Still getting reports from down in Australia, record winter down there. Ski resorts are open, they're having a good, good time down there for snow sports. Okay, now then, Time Magazine has come on out with an article attacking immigration detention center workers who refused to get vaccines for this sudden measles outbreak, ignoring that it is the migrants coming in with the measles who are actually spreading the disease, if not the vaccine itself. But they're still out there pushing this thing. Buy the medicine. Stick it in your arm. Give us money. Give us money. We're so desperate for money here. Everything we had in the warehouse, we blended it all together. Stick it in your arm. Give us money. We're the bad people. Now, there is a peer-reviewed study that just came out. It was published over at jpands.org. And it is a peer-reviewed article included the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Or rather challenges them, saying, you know, CDC says the vaccines are all safe. You should just take them, you know, mix them all together and shove them in. But a review of data from the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System shows a very strong correlation that when vaccines are mixed together and administered as one shot, you are far more likely to see the adverse reactions that could lead to hospitalization, death, and autism. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
An ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's
888-311-4311. When all this twists, was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're following this story coming out of France. They're now saying the death toll from this incident is now up to 60, and apparently this truck just ran right through this crowd and kept right on going. Now, we had a report before that the driver of the truck was dead. They're now getting all these statements from witnesses who are saying that they thought there was a gunman. But again, there was a fireworks show. It was just ending, or it had just ended at this point. So a lot of confusion, but could be road rage. We know that France has just had this horrible, horrible anger going on over the Labor Reform Act. And the French officials are saying that this is an attack of some kind. And I'm sure by tomorrow they'll have found some way to put it on a politically expedient target. but it could have just been somebody who was drunk on this national holiday. And we don't really have enough information. It all, I got to tell you, my gut call on this one, and I could be wrong, I'm not going to place any money on this. My gut call is this is a road rage situation. traffic accident. It doesn't have all the components of being a real terror attack, which always has multiple parties and somebody to blame immediately. One thing that is notably absent in all the media coverage is the truck itself, which supposedly they have because the driver is dead. But we'll just keep watch on this through the night. But obviously, the corporate media now has something else to report on that is not Hillary's email server or James Comey's get-out-of-jail-free card or Loretta Lynch's refusal to prosecute and her meeting with Bill Clinton and on and on and on and on. Now, getting on back to the medical situation, I kind of got cut off by the commercial break here, talking about this new report that has come on out. Based on data from the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, it shows a very strong correlation that when vaccines are blended together and administered as a single shot, you are far more likely to see adverse reactions that lead to hospitalization, death, and autism. And here is the payoff on that. At no time during the development of these vaccines did anybody actually do any studies to see what happens when you blend these highly volatile chemicals together. Now, remember, when you have a vaccine, you have the hopefully attenuated pathogen and adjuvants selected to provoke a reaction that will trick the immune system into building antibodies to the pathogen. Fortunately, it also builds antibodies to the adjuvants, like peanut oil. That's where that peanut anaphylaxis epidemic has come from, because peanut oil is something you are supposed to eat, not inject into your bloodstream directly. But what happens when you're basically combining six or eight shots is you're combining six or eight clumps of adjuvants all at once, and that's a tremendous, tremendous burden to be putting on a young body. And nobody ever checked for this. Just like over on the GMO side, when they started tinkering with genes for Roundup Ready corn, they didn't look for how the alterations might affect other parts of the organism. And again, a very benign example of this unexpected side effect is in the Roundup Ready corn, which, along with producing the corn that can survive the glyphosate, the stalks of the corn were much tougher than the natural varieties. So corn farmers had to buy Kevlar belted tires for their tractors. And it shows a high degree of recklessness to put these products out with inadequate, insufficient testing. Now, over in Japan, there are now 64 women suing in three different Japanese courts over permanent harm they suffered from the cervical cancer vaccines. And this, too, has been a problem all over the world. This vaccine is being pushed on young girls who are not sexually active. It's a five-year shot. It requires a booster, which is basically a repeat. And so this vaccine that's being sold to them, and it's an expensive shot, wears off before they're even likely to be exposed. But it's just a big, big moneymaker. Now, speaking of other moneymakers, the FDA has finally come out with a warning that fluoroquinolone antibiotics can cause permanent nerve damage. I don't know why they don't ban this outright, but they've issued the warning. Now, this is sold under the brand names of Leviquin, Cipro, Avalox, and they are taken by an estimated 26 million Americans each year. And the FDA directive says you have to put a stronger warning on the package, which most people don't actually bother reading. When the FDA actually comes out and issues a warning, you know the drug is really toxic and very, very dangerous. So why would this stuff allowed on the market in the first place? Well, there's a very interesting little story about that. Because former FDA Commissioner Margaret Hamburg has been named in a massive racketeering lawsuit that she used her influence to get Levaquin approved because her husband ran a hedge fund that was heavily invested in the drug's manufacturer. You see how this stuff all starts to work now? That's how it works. They're interested in the money. They're not really interested in your health and safety. In fact, the entire medical industrial complex would fall apart if we all got healthy. And that's really what it is. Their entire profit structure is based on the American people being constantly chronically ill and requiring costly treatment of symptoms. They need us to be sick. They need us to be harmed. Now, apparently, one of the directors over at the CDC has been forced to resign because this executive was caught aiding a Coca-Cola representative in seeking to influence the World Health Organization to relax recommendations on the intake of sugar limits. So it really was a corrupt system. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Well, I must have said something that annoyed somebody. My server is under major attack again. It will bounce back. Don't worry. It always does. Now, we've been talking about clergy sexual abuse, politicians who love to play around, Jeffrey Epstein and the rest of it. And there's a new scandal out there. This is being reported by ABC News. Apparently, there is a big scandal going on where 2,400 doctors here in the United States of America have been sanctioned for sexually abusing their patients. And apparently, this new report, for the first time, surveyed records from all 50 states and said the problem may be as far-reaching as that scandal involving the Catholic priests. I don't know. I think the Catholics are way ahead. Now, the state medical boards, which oversee the physicians, apparently allowed more than half of the sanctioned doctors to keep their licenses, even though the accusations of sexual abuse were determined to be true. This came out from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Now, this nation is just going crazy. And I don't think it's inherent in the American people. I don't think it's inherent in our makeup. We've lost our moral compass. There's no question about that. And there may be another reason, and it's one I've mentioned before, and that is those prescription antidepressants, psychiatric medication. We know they have adverse effects. We know that people who are taking SSRIs and similar medications can all of a sudden have sudden unexplainable urges to commit mass violence or even harm themselves. And there's a website, SSRIstories.org, that you need to look at, where they have hundreds and hundreds of documented cases. There have been court cases where people have committed crimes, and the court has ruled you're not guilty by reason of the fact that you were under the influence of this medication, based on the medication's case history. Now, SSRIstories.org focuses on those cases that resulted in death or mass shootings or suicide. But I rather doubt it's that clear cut, because we did our own little analysis and discovered that the per capita incidence of domestic violence started heading upward at the same time these medications started being sold to the mass American public. And right now, about 25% of America are on these medications. And it is known that they remove inhibitions. They encourage impulsive behavior to just go with the first thought. And so it may be time to go beyond mass shootings and suicide and look at the correlation between these medications and domestic violence, the correlation of these medications and bar fights, correlation of these medications and road rage, I'm sure it's a continuum. And we know our politicians are on these medications. We know they all took a whole bunch of that Cipro back on 9/11, which we now know causes permanent nerve damage. We may be drugging ourselves crazy with these medicines. Because I'm old enough to remember when I was a kid. Yeah, there were always some crazy people around. We had one summer when I was living in New Hampshire. We had the summer of the firebug. Somebody was going around just setting arson fires, and that stuff happens. But it's so widespread now. And I don't think it's just because we've lost our moral compass, or maybe our moral compass has become drugged. And we already know that nobody wants to look at any new product going on the market for adverse effects, because then that's a reason for it not to be sold. They weren't checking for adverse effects of blending vaccines together. They didn't check for unexpected side effects in other parts of GMO organisms. The really amazing thing about SSRIs is they've now determined that they don't actually work the way they're supposed to. So it's all downside. And these things are also very heavily addictive. It's a wonderful product for the medical industrial complex. But in looking around, people, for the most part, tend to be good. There are always going to be bad people and crazy people. But should we medicate ourselves to turn us from being good people into crazy people in the name of corporate profits? I really don't think so. And the government knows there's a danger. There are now some states here in the country where if you are filling out the form for a gun permit or a gun license to pass the background check, they'll actually ask, are you on prescription antidepressants? And if you are, your application for a gun permit will be refused. They know there is a problem. They're not going to do anything about it because it makes money. And when you live in a country where the government is so deeply in debt that it abandons all other duties and responsibilities and considerations, you're going to see exactly this kind of situation happening. These are the evils that infect nations that have descended into fascism. Money is good. What makes money is good. What loses money is bad. People don't matter. Remember when Obamacare first came out and the guy who set it all up said, the plan is that you're all going to die at 75. Because after that, you're just a useless eater. We can't make money off of you. You can't make any products. At 75, you've had enough of a life. You should just go away. Shades of Logan's Run. Of course, in Logan's Run, the kill-off date was 30. But we're getting into that same mindset. We're going to keep you alive while you're useful, and we can get work product from you and breed the next generation. And once you can't do any of that stuff, why should we keep you around? The nation's going crazy. It really, really is. Between money junkieism and poisoning our mind with these legal pharmaceuticals, these things are actually more dangerous than the illegal drugs like marijuana. Remember, we were talking about Justice Ginsburg. The chemotherapy she was on for her pancreatic cancer is more damaging to the brain than somebody who's using meth, which is bad enough as it is. Okay, now over near Rome, there's a volcano, Colli Albani, and it was thought to be extinct. Now scientists are saying, well, it seems to be coming to life, but not to worry. It's probably not going to erupt for another 1,000 years, but when it does, it'll be a new Mount Vesuvius, and I'm sure they're already lining up for new research grants to go on out and keep an eye on this particular volcano. I think they ought to be looking a little more closely at Yellowstone, Cumbre Vieja, for example, and even down here on the Big Island. Now, researchers have found, this is over at Natural Blaze, researchers have found out that the principal driving force for the harmful algae blooms in the Great Lakes is glyphosate, runoff from farm fields. that use the Roundup pesticide. And it runs off and it gets in the water, and this is what's triggering these harmful algae blooms. And, of course, when these algae blooms happen, it's harmful for everything living in the habitat. Have you ever noticed that the environmentalists are always concerned about your plastic bags and your lifestyle, but never about the damage to the environment caused by government and corporations? It's a little bit of an institutional blindness. We have to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our program today after these few words from our sponsors.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. And remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're keeping an eye on this tragic situation over in France, where a truck ran through a crowd of Bastille Day celebrants. The story is still shifting all over the place. Sky News is still reporting 60 dead. New York Times is saying, no, it's dozens, but not quite that high. Looking at the scene of the incident, there don't seem to be that many people. And I know the cameras got there after some of the wounded were evacuated. The story is now that the police shot the driver of the truck dead in order to stop him. Another variation is that there was a passenger in the truck, and both of these people have been shot. But there's a lot of conflict going on here. It does look more and more like it may have been, probably was a deliberate event. Exactly why, I don't know. But one thing we can be guaranteed of, everybody is saying, how can we use this to push our agenda? How can we use it? We have to ban large white trucks here. We have to ban guns. We have to ban whatever. Still no shots of the truck at the end of the trip. They got one shot of it approaching. A large white van, no labeling, no logo on it whatsoever. But my guess is probably given France's willing cooperation with all these other false flags, that they're probably already trying to spin doctor this to suit some agenda. So we'll wait and see what's going on over there. Okay, getting on back here. Let's see. More confirmation about that non-disclosure agreement. This one coming out of activistpost.com. And another story, and I think this really says it all. Hillary Clinton's trustworthiness is now down at where Bill Clinton's was when that whole Monica Lewinsky situation started. And that's pretty low. And it is impossible to conceive of the American people wanting to vote for Hillary Clinton knowing that there is something going on that's being covered up. And I think there's going to be a landslide for Donald Trump in November, if he's still alive, that will overwhelm the obvious election fraud that we are seeing. It's almost like the rulers of the United States are trying to demonstrate to us they're in control and that we shouldn't do anything to try and stop them. Okay, let's see. Somebody just sent me something. Take a quick look here. Somebody just tweeted that there is now a fire at the Eiffel Tower. Oh, there's a fire near the Eiffel Tower. Looks like a regular building blaze to me, but the smoke is all wafting all over the place here. So everybody's on edge now. Oh, it's another terror attack. So we'll see what's going on as we come back to this. All right, we're coming up to the top of the hour and the start of the music, which means it's time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. A lot of people are sending more and more email. Yeah, we'll look at that tomorrow. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and do something useful the rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. The Lady Claire will be with us in hour number three. So we'll talk to you tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Hello, this is Pat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.